Welcome to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm Lynn Louise, your business coach and Cosmic Valkyrie. In this podcast, you will receive the tips and tools you need to call in your soul clients with flow and ease. Leaving behind the hard work and hustle of the paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that comes along with employee mindset. I share significant ancient wisdom that I retrieve as a shapeshifter when traveling dimensions in non-linear time. Wisdom that I then merge with brain science and strategy to give you the CEO cosmic skill set you need to scale your business through gathering your unique community that you came to Earth to work with. You will learn how to reclaim and harness your personal power and manifest a better quality of life for you, your friends and family, and your clients. Thanks again for joining me and listening. Now on with the show. Before we get started, just let me state my standard disclaimer that all the answers on this podcast and in general are for informational and educational purposes only, and in no way a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. Earlier today, I was watching, I think it was the House of Representatives, maybe, I don't know. It was like old men talking about Social Security and paying into Social Security. And the gentleman that was talking was saying how the system is running out of money and people are now working like they can't afford to go and completely retire. And he was talking about the Social Security payments being like $1,200 a month and how people can't survive on that. And I was thinking to myself, no, they can't. No, We have known this for a long time. And I started thinking about, they were talking about the money running out and how those of us that have been paying into Social Security for decades will have nothing. And that money that we have been paying into Social Security at the beginning of Social Security, I think it was 2% of your income went to it, right? 2%. That's not bad. Now it's something like 7.6%, y'all. 7.6% of your income goes to Social Security. And if you were taking that 7.6, don't quote me, but I know it's over 7, and putting it into a high interest CD, you would have the entire time of your working career, you'd have something like $6 million. Okay. So anyway, it's running out. We've known this for decades. Nobody's want to change it. They just keep taking our money and using it somewhere else, like sending it to people for investment in their militaries that the population of the United States does not want to support. Anyway, I digress. So it's going to be gone for those of us, right? Now, I don't plan on retiring. I love what I do. It's what I'm here to do. And I plan on being a coach and a hypnotist as long as I'm on this planet. Done and done, right? I'm an entrepreneur, but I still pay into Social Security, y'all. We still pay into Social Security. But I really was thinking about this and it would just really started getting to me because even though my husband and I are doing well, and I understand that I'm talking from a place of privilege at this point, there was a time that I'd been evicted from apartments. I had to eat government-assisted food. I had to go to soup kitchens. I am not alien to that way of life. And there was a time that I was so broke that I had this special dish called Rice Surprise. And what it was is it was rice. I got a serving of rice. And the surprise was if I was hungry, I got an extra serving. If I was still hungry after I ate. I have been flat broke in my life. So I totally get it. And I was thinking about how they're sitting around talking about Social Security and people not being able to live on that. And I'm like, they can't. There are states that still have a minimum wage and people aren't even making $1,200 a month. We are in an economic warfare, and we have been for decades, where capitalism and the monopoly on the whole industry, like products and everything, have enslaved us in our labor and our consumption, paying us too little to survive and charging us too much to survive. We are already in a revolution. We are already in a warfare. It has already begun. It was waged on us as a people, and society isn't willing to put up with it anymore. And especially when we look at the laws that are changing in the United States, and that's a whole nother subject when it comes to women's rights. And if you're not following that crap, man, you got to get on it, because they are debating in court systems what organs can fail before a woman should be allowed to have an abortion. Whole nother topic. So what do? As entrepreneurs, it's cool because we don't have a glass ceiling. We don't have to rely on anyone else's ability to manifest to be able to pay us. But there is a skill set you need to learn, right? That's the Evolution 10X method. But right now, I think we're just gathering together in this new age. In the age of Aquarius and cycle 9, where the curtain has been pulled back, and now we are witnessing on a new level the amount of corruption and greed that exists. And I had a coach at one time that always told me, money doesn't create greed. By the way, he's sitting over there with billions of dollars. Well, people are starving on the streets where he lives, right? There are people in this world that take a huge portion of what they make and give it back. Look at Dolly Parton, right? That's what I think that we're creating. This community that I'm talking to, this is what we're creating. Like, we're here for a purpose. We're here for this time. And we are here to help others through it. And we're on the right track. We're going the right direction. But the longer people wait, coaches, healers, hypnotists wait to get their business off the ground, the more those people are out there struggling. The ones that you're here to help, the more they're risking being sent out onto the streets or dying from too much processed food. Like, the longer you take at getting your business off the ground, the longer those people out there that need what you have are struggling. And that, when I realized that within myself and my mission to helping you attract those soul contracts that you had, it gets serious, right? It gets serious when you think about your work that you are supposed to do here in this world. You begin to get really serious about building your business instead of sitting on the sidelines going, oh, it's so hard. It's so difficult. The reason why it's so hard and so difficult is because you're not willing to invest the time and money into learning how to be an entrepreneur. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for y'all. There's too much happening and there's no time to waste. There's no time to sit around and think you can do this alone. That's not how business building works. Any coach that is having success in their business, we will tell you that we still have coaches because we know we cannot do this alone. Pardon, I have sniffles because my sinuses are all congested. So yeah, think about that. Just think about everything that I just said and process it. Where do you stand? What do you stand for? What do you stand against? What do you agree with me on? What don't you agree with me on? How does that determine the direction in which you're going to go in your business? What you're willing to do to create the transformation that you like, you want, you desire? Because it's all up to you. And for things to change, you need to change. That's about it, y'all. That's about it.
Thanks for listening to this entire podcast. If you love helping others, then please share this via your social media with friends and family. If you found value in it, they will too. Also, if you have questions, I'm here for you. You can email me questions to thecosmicvalkyrie@gmail.com. I might even use one of your questions on future podcast episodes. Also, I do have a personal request. I believe that we are all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. So let's help more people. If you would please, leave a nice review on iTunes. It will help the algorithms, and I would be forever grateful. And through your assistance, we could transform more lives.